Well, my main principle was to heckle the Tories. And you could heckle in those days. Nobody tried to turn you out. And sort of a classic example of it, I can absolutely remember where the action, and the member of Parliament was a man called Buckham Heaven, who eventually became a chief whip of Churchill's government after 1951, in fact. And I remember very well, I said something like this: "Well, it's all very well about having you lot, but there was blood flowing in the streets in Birkenhead, attacked by the police at that time. What's that got to do with freedom?" And I remember Buckham Heaven said, "Well, it's extremely interesting what you said, and your knowledge of history is, I admire. I think perhaps you might see it in a slightly different way, but thank you for coming and speaking." So afterwards I walked to the end of the table and didn't talk to the, he went off, but I talked to the chairman. The chairman said to me, he said, "Oh, good lad," he said, "you good lad, I'm very saying, like, that great interest in politics." And I said, "Well, yes." He said, "Well, would you like dancing?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I suppose so." "Well, look, we're having a party. I'll give you 2 tickets for Young Tories. I hope you'll come." So I thanked him for the tickets. I don't think I ever went there, but there we are. But it was, I involved that. And then when the results, of course, you had this gap of 3 weeks before the results, and they put them up on the big boards at St George's Hall, right in the middle of Liverpool. And at that time, there had been 11 members of Parliament. There had been 8 Tories and 3 Labour, and after the end, it was 8 Labour and 3 Tories. And I went home to where I lived, and I made a great poster saying, "Well done, Labour." I did all across this, and I put out the Union Jack, which is a curious way of doing. We don't want to celebrate, and all I can say is my father took off the Union Jack immediately came in.